We're going to for John try to provide the proverbial distraction and do that thing we do. It's called the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I am prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's Thursday, lightning round. It's all very confusing and everything is melding into one downtown. I don't know what to think about. What's Nick going to hit me with during this lightning round? Wah!
It's a slow start, but a strong finish. C-plus overall. We begin.
Some of my college transcripts, that's through the roof.
C's get degrees. You and Alex were talking about this yesterday, but the Duke Blue Devils have ruined college basketball. Through one game, they have done the impossible, and that's make all of Twitter agree that Duke is going to win the national championship. And when you watch Zion Williamson play, it's hard to see any other outcome. There's really no reason to watch any basketball this year. The Warriors are going to win their NBA title for the fourth time in 5 years, and now Duke is going to win another title for the ageless, hair-dyeing Coach K, his fourth national title and eighth trip to the Final Four. So time to play your favorite game. You get 10 grand, you're off to Vegas. Which do you find as the better lock with even odds, Duke winning the NCAA title or Golden State winning the NBA title?
Golden State. Easy. Eat left-handed, I make that bet.
Wow. Alrighty then. The country's long national nightmare ended last week. Julio Jones scored a touchdown. Through 13 regular season games, Jones had 82 receptions for 1,300 yards between his trips to the end zone. But now there's another streak that Julio must try to end, the 36-game streak of not scoring touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. The last time Jones did this was in week 1 and 2 of 2016 against the Buccaneers and the Raiders. This week, Jones and the Dirty Birds take on the Cleveland Browns, who have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. What percent chance do you give Julio Jones going back-to-back weeks with receiving touchdowns for the first time in 36 games?
60%. I like my odds.
MLB had some trouble last year signing free agents. JD Martinez didn't sign until February 26th and nearly started a collusion-type complaint against baseball because he and many other big free agents hadn't signed a contract and spring training had just begun. This season, the free agent market is much deeper and a lot more big-name players are on that market. However, teams are afraid to make the first move and set the market, and players don't want to take the first offer they see and wait, and they want to see how the market pans out before signing, and the endless circle of waiting goes on forever. This year's winter meetings are in Vegas. They're a month away. They begin December 9th through the 13th. So, do either one of Bryce Harper or Manny Machado sign before or after December 15th?
Wow, they're going to hang out another 5 weeks when they're eligible to sign. I read that teams like the Marlins were interested in Machado.
What?
I thought that was very strange.
That's a lie.
Philly is interested in Bryce Harper.
Makes sense.
Well, we know one thing. By turning down that big deal from the Nats, Harper's going to feel things out. Machado, I don't know enough about him. Although they're both 26 years old, I know they're going to make a real lot of money.
Yeah.
So you're saying I have to decide if they're going to decide. If they sign in the next 5 weeks, that is...
Either one of them is before December 15th. There's no number, just before or after the 15th.
I actually think they're going to sign before then. I think they're both going to sign before then.
Ooh, all right. The parallels between the Cleveland Browns and Kansas Jayhawks football is actually kind of scary. Hugh Jackson was having the best year of his Cleveland career, 2 wins in 8 games, before he was fired. And the same went for David Beatty, who was 3-6 with Kansas before he was fired. Beatty had gone 3 wins in the previous 3 seasons.
Jeez.
Kansas hasn't had a winning season since 2008. They haven't had double-digit win since 2007, and now the Jayhawks are looking towards Les Miles, who has been out of football since 2016 when he had a 2-2 start with LSU. Kansas can't really get any worse, so it makes sense to try and land a big fish, right? Kansas going after Les Miles is blank.
Well, first of all, when you talk about them winning 10 games, I'm double-checking now. It's happened three times ever, and once in 1905. So when you say it hasn't been,
so it's happened
since
twice.
The Mangino era in, like you said, 2007, and it happened once with Glenn Mason before he left to take the Minnesota job. So give me the prospectus. Give me the layout there again.
Kansas going after Les Miles to be their next coach is blank.
Desperate.
Make Kansas great for once, then. Last one here. One of the biggest stories no one is talking about is the Kansas City Chiefs and the 9-game streak that they're riding right now, and that is winning the coin toss. 5 of the first 9 games this year, the Chiefs were the road team, and they had to call heads or tails to win that coin toss. They have been perfect. The other 4 times as the home team, the away team called the wrong thing, so the Chiefs were able to do whatever they wanted. In all 9 games, they have deferred starting on defense. Every single game, they have won the coin toss, started on defense. I think they've only given up 3 points on that opening drive the entire season. It's just incredible. This week, Kansas City hosts Arizona. What percent chance do you give Kansas City winning the coin toss for a 10th straight week?
Nothing goes right for Arizona. 100. If Arizona calls heads or tails, it won't land. It'll refuse to come down. It's like, screw you, Isaac Newton.
Does it do that? They just land straight up in the grass.
Got to do it again. Lady Liberty is heads and the Eagles' butt is tails.
Wasn't it against the Cardinals where in overtime against the Packers they did the coin toss and the coin didn't move? It wasn't
yeah,
a flip.
Yeah, it did a thud.
It went straight up and it came straight down.
And then
I think they
retossed it.
Yeah, they had to, because I think the official realized both teams noticed it, so I must have done something wrong.
The WFI, worst flip ever.
It's WFE.
All right, what the hell? I just opened up my own business, WFI, selling really cheap outdoor gear.